I'm Charis Santilli. I was born with ambition. My parents were entrepreneurs, and I pushed myself to be high school valedictorian, class president, most artistic, and most likely to succeed. The summer I turned 19, we celebrated my dad's 50th birthday with a hot air balloon ride. A crash landing left him with a broken neck, me with a broken heart, and my mom coping through alcohol. My relentless ambition helped me become a successful entrepreneur, yet my own private paralysis and overachiever addiction ruled me. I finally ventured on a quest for my best life. I found the path of my inner peace, how to stay on it, and how to show the way for others. Now it's your turn. Ready to take that load off your shoulders? Join me so you can cherish your life. As you may know if you've been following me for a while, I'm really passionate about inner discovery, growth, and living more and more authentically as we get to know how we tick, like each of us individually, uniquely, how we operate. And perfection is a common theme. Today, we're stepping into a world where imperfection isn't just accepted, it's actually celebrated. I'm talking about the Japanese philosophy of wabi-sabi. Isn't that just so fun to say? Wabi-sabi. Wabi-sabi isn't just a concept, it's a way of life that really appreciates the beauty in the naturally imperfect world. It encourages us to look beyond the superficial surface stuff and find significance in the ordinary and the aged. Have you ever seen a bowl that was once broken but has been glued back together with lines of gold running through its cracks? This is kintsugi, which is a practice that embodies the philosophy of wabi-sabi. It teaches us that beauty isn't about hiding flaws, it's actually about highlighting them. So we celebrate each crack and each imperfection. And the mended bowl now has become even more unique and tells this beautiful story of resilience. If you haven't seen this before, I invite you to Google it and see some photos. Absolutely stunning what it does to the bowls. If you're honest with yourself, so right now, I want you to be really honest with yourself when I ask you a couple questions. How many times in your life have you strived for perfection? How often have you missed the heart of what's truly important? How often have you overlooked the joy in the simple, the mundane, or the imperfect? Now, let's think about some simple examples that we can probably all relate to. Consider the leaves changing colors, the worn pages of a well-loved book, or how the clouds in the sky can actually make a sunset even more brilliant. There's a special character and quality in these imperfect things that wabi-sabi asks us to embrace. But we live in a world that often values the new and the shiny and the flawless. Yet wabi-sabi invites you to pause and to take a breath and to find peace in one of my favorite phrases I'm going to throw in here, the perfectly imperfect. It asks you to, you know, let go of your grasp on that pursuit of perfection. And instead, to really grab a hold of the ever-changing moment, to, you know, savor it, cherish it. As we move through each of our journeys, I think we should challenge ourselves to apply the wisdom of wabi-sabi. Let's appreciate the beauty in the old and the worn, and that wisdom in the natural cycle of life. not to mention the depth of the character that comes from embracing our own imperfections too. Because isn't that the case? I mean, don't you love spending time with people who are so unique and imperfect and are completely content being that way? So let this wabi-sabi philosophy, first of all, just have fun saying it, please, and join me because it's so fun to say. Let it be a reminder that there really is true beauty inside of imperfection. And there really is significance inside of all the simple things. I want you to take a moment to slow down and shift your perspective and appreciate the richness of life as it reveals itself to you with all of its imperfections and all of your imperfections too. Really, what if you practice seeing the world through a lens of more acceptance and more contentment? My wish for you this week is to embrace the philosophy of wabi-sabi and to find the beauty in the world around you just as it is. Or you can even go a step further and embrace kintsugi, where you turn the flaws into the most stunning aspects of something, including you. My closing quote today is actually a word and then a definition. It's not a true official word. It's like in the Urban Dictionary and out there in the world. Apparently, it was originally coined by Tyra Banks, and it's the word flawsome. Flawsome, meaning an individual who embraces their quote-unquote flaws and knows they are awesome regardless. I think that's right in there with the philosophy of wabi-sabi, so I want you to go out there and be flawsome. I hope you're enjoying my Cherish Your Life podcast. If this is supporting you in any way, please review, subscribe, and share it with friends and family. You can follow me on social media at Cherish Your Life, and my website is cherishyourlife.com. Yep, my name's unique. Here's an easy tip for you to pronounce and spell it. It's like the city, Paris, but with a CH. Special thanks to my dear friend, Paul Suyelgis, who enhanced and mixed the musical track. Little did we know back in college in the 90s, while my then boyfriend, now husband, and I listened to Paul riff on his guitar, that he'd be helping me decades later give a creative touch to something called a podcast.